You're listening to What's the Difference with Gina Della, an inside look at entrepreneurship. What makes business thrive and the difference between what succeeds and what doesn't. This is What's the Difference on WTMJ. Now, here's your host, Gina Della.
Happy Saturday, everybody. Welcome to What's the Difference. I am Gina Della, and I am sitting alongside Ross Sabaki, 1 week longer as a grandma.
1 week longer as a grandma. Hey, I thought I would share something fun with the audience today.
Okay.
So we have an upcoming event that we have to do, and it's Halloween themed, right? Oh. So we always try to get something that's, you know, fun, a little bit of Halloween. I wanted to show you the shirt that I picked out. And remember, audience can't see it, so that you're going to have to describe what this looks like to the audience. Can you do that?
Oh, good gravy.
You're a storyteller.
Okay. Okay. I'm a storyteller. Here
this
we go.
This is what we picked out.
Oh, yuck. Okay. All right. It is a men's short sleeve shirt. Shirt material, not t-shirt material. Where you button, I would say five buttons worth of length. It is a black cat. The whole background's black, and then the cat's real black with green eyes. Below it has jack-o'-lanterns that do not look friendly. And I can see why some parents would be like, I don't want to take my kid trick-or-treating if it looks like that. Then above the black cat's head is an orange moon with black creepy branches and bats.
Okay, that was very good descriptive. And you know the reason that that hideous shirt is going to be worn?
Oh, I forgot to start my timer because you got me all worked up.
Well, I thought it would just be a little bit of help for you for a reminder. So for the next time when we have this, that you help me because I suck at picking out. I was like, well, I'm just going to do this because Gina will never, ever again forget to share with me like, hey, this is something you probably want to wear to look good.
Yeah, that's in my memory. I won't forget it. And yes, we were salt and pepper like we do things together.
Correct.
Last year I had surgery and had to bail and I already had my outfit and I forgot about Ross. Sorry, Ross.
Well, that's okay. It rolls into our segment a little bit too, right? How to train our teams and how to become better motivational inspiration. This will be inspiration for you at the event. You're going to stare at me for 3 hours looking at that.
Yeah, I don't have any words.
That's
okay.
Fair.
Okay, I don't have any words. I don't even know where we are for time because I don't
think
even have
any
words.
We can roll into the next segment.
Okay, we are. So actually, we're going to still talk a little bit more today. Well, a lot more today about Simon Sinek and not just Simon Sinek, but the value of these videos. So when we return from commercial break, I want to go through with Ross how to use these videos with your team. Because it fits, again, it does not matter the industry you're in. Whether you are at Target and you are a leader at Target over a team, it just doesn't matter. So when we return, that's what we're going to talk about. You're listening to What's the Difference with Gina Della. Welcome back. You're listening to What's the Difference. I will tell you on commercial break, we were talking about bourbon and Pappy. You just never know what's happening. All right. We are going to talk about how to use these videos with your team. So start, I hope you have your notebook ready. Oh, Ross just leaned in. Did you want to say something?
No.
Okay. All right.
Sorry. I'll stay still. I won't do that again.
Oh, yeah. Sit still, would you? First of all, write down, you're going to start with intent, not content. What does that even mean? Intent, okay? You are explaining why you're sharing it. This message captures what I want our team to be because intent, you listen to it, like we talked about last show, because of the people in the room that were listening to it with intent.
You need the why.
The why.
Mm-hmm. Correct. Yep. Always have to give the why they're going to go through and watch it. Or hopefully what they get out of it.
You've heard Ross and I talk about when we have our sales meetings, we actually make people bring their cell phones to the front of the room. We put it in a basket. Oh, and by the way, if you guys all like that idea and do it because people are constantly, their pockets vibrating or it's right in front of their face, well, it's kind of like telling your child when they get home from school they have to do their homework first and they said, oh, I did all my homework. And then now you have to be more specific, like, okay, you have a test you didn't tell me about. You have to study for it. Well, you only said homework. Oh, you have to do the dissection of an ant and it's due in a week. Oh, well, you said just homework. Well, same with your team. Now we have to tell them all phones, your work phone and your personal phone. They're like children.
And put your computer away.
Your computer away. Yes, oh, and you have an Apple Watch. Now I'm going to make you take that off because you're doing it. It's so ridiculous.
We're on the why first. Yes.
Oh, my God. Okay. Make it a shared moment. Watch it together. Mm-hmm. Watch it together. And that's where I got onto the no phones, no distractions.
Yeah. And I think what I really like, too, is part of that is it's a, like you said, it's a shared experience. But then what's probably more important than when you watch it is what happens afterwards. What do you do? What's the next thing that happens after you all sit down and watch it?
Yep. And so I know what we do is we have 3 questions minimum we ask afterward. What stood out? Because that's easy for someone to answer, hopefully, if it was impactful enough on the spot. What stood out? What challenged them? Yep. Even just from the one we watched, we could answer that. And how can we apply what we just watched here to whatever your company is, your team, or whatever you're talking about?
And I think when you think of this as those 3 different questions, which are fantastic because they will spark conversation. The second one, though, that one is absolutely meant, you know, for what challenged us to be a vulnerable question. And I think as a leader or even the person that's presenting the video, you have to answer that one first, right? You have to ask the question and you have to show vulnerability to the whole group so then that they're willing to be vulnerable as well.
And it plays into what we spoke about before. You're now in a safe place.
Correct.
It helps them feel safer. You wanted to connect to your daily work. And I love one of the recommendations is that leaders eat last. What does that mean to you, Ross? Leaders eat last.
That means that my people need to be taken care of before I take care of myself.
Can you give an example of, because you do that all the time, and I'm putting you on the spot, but can you give an example?
You're definitely putting me on the spot. I mean, I go to thinking of food, but that's not it. I would say maybe it's time investment. So there's things that I have to do for them. They've asked for things for me to do. I'm going to make sure that they get done, right? That's a priority to me because I know it's important to them before that I'll work on some other tasks that I need to get, that it have to happen.
You know what it made me think of, quite honestly, is when you were remodeling your home, that was a huge undertaking because you're so talented and could do so much of it yourself. It never, ever took away from what you did for the team. I can remember specifically during those, it was months, people.
It was months.
Months. And no matter what time of the day Ross was still available, I would look at the PowerPoints and what the meetings were. I mean, you would never know anything was changing in your life because you always put you put the team first. Mm-hmm. It's just who you are. And during the work day, I mean, you absolutely take care of your family. And I don't mean that to come out the wrong way, but you do eat last in every way because I watch you.
Well, thank you. Yeah. You don't want to fail, right?
You don't
I don't
want to
let them down. Don't want to fail.
And then I want you to write down, make sure you also follow up a week later. Ask what still resonated. Because when Ross brought this particular video that we're talking about to the team, that was well over, I think we're at least at 7 weeks now.
Probably. It's about right.
Oh, so it's far more than a week later. It's still resonating. And quite honestly, I've said I've watched it 7 times. Mm-hmm. It is amazing. And then rotate ownership. And what does that mean? Different. It's what Ross and I already talked about. Different teammates are going to choose the future videos. You can guide them on maybe what that next week meeting topic is going to be, or they can just totally pick it on their own on the why and let them pick it because it builds that peer leadership.
And it's going to introduce everyone to different people, motivational people that they've never heard of before.
Right, because if it gets to be too, quite honestly, if it becomes too much Simon Sinek, I would challenge them to find it. I mean, John Maxwell's amazing. We could go on and on about all the different leaders
Correct.
There are.
Yep.
Right. All right. When we return from our break, we are going to apply what we learned from Simon Sinek. You are listening to What's the Difference with Gina Della. Welcome back to What's the Difference on WTMJ and WTMJ.com. our Spotify. Wait, Ross, what did you just say? Oh, or last week, just Google.
Oh, just Gina Della, What's the Difference in Google. And you're going to get right to WTMJ is the first link that you, at least it does for me. I know it's different for everyone else, but it's like the first link that pops up.
You guys, you got to share this with your friends because I want the most downloads ever after this show. I want to see the most downloads ever. I'm challenging all of you out there. So two pieces of homework. You'll get your homework.
Yeah, because then Greg's going to also get producer of the year if that happens,
right?
Too.
Oh, I wish you could see him. He is so adorable. Okay, I had to describe your shirt for everybody. I'm going to describe Greg.
Oh, thank you. I thought you were going to ask me to describe something. Perfect. No. You did a great job.
He is disgusted. So now I want you to picture a face of your spouse or kid. In this case, he could be my child with that disgusted look. But he's super handsome. He has an olive skin tone. He has dark hair. He always has a clean haircut. It's so cute. I don't know how much product holds that top up because he's got really good hair.
None.
Wow. Now I covet that. Okay. And he always dresses cute. So picture Lululemon pants or all the competing brands because I don't know. I just shop and go to Lululemon because it's easy. He has a button-down shirt with it maybe like a shape, or it could be a flower, or it could be a shamrock. Sort of little baby green. They're so cute with little even babier black dots. And his little wedding ring. And he's got a tattoo on his left arm. I'm not sure what it means, but it has... Oh, it's his wife!
I was like, we've talked about this one.
Smoking hot. Well, at least on his forearm. Holy guacamole. Okay. All right. So, again, I don't know why I went there. But anyhow, back to applying what we learned from Simon Sinek.
Yeah, what did you learn?
Do you guys think I'm ADD?
Well,
okay.
There's time. That's okay.
Anyhow, that's fine. ADD people are very successful and get a lot done.
Hyper-focused.
So, high-perform. Yeah, okay. When it's something I care about, I'm hyper-focused. Okay. Servant leadership in practice. I want you all to write these tips down. Today is a tip day. Where can you be better this week as a leader? And guess what? A leader doesn't mean you have to have the title leader. Where can you do this as a peer when you go to work? What can you do better?
Look for opportunities.
And they're there every second of the day.
Mm-hmm.
They really are. Where can you build trust through small actions? When people feel safe, they perform brave. And I'm going to say what that means to me. John, I remember when I started here almost 12 years ago, Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin, the in-home division, was in the very bottom tier of where the other locations were across the country. And because I felt safe and he trusted me and he relayed that over and over, he basically gave me the virtual keys to the kingdom and trusted me to do what was right. And I felt safe because of that. And we literally within 9 months went right to the top of all 77 locations. That's what I mean. I could perform brave and I could do what I thought was right without feeling I had freedom and autonomy.
Yeah, you had the ability to fail forward.
Yes.
Right.
So that's what I mean by that.
Yep, absolutely. It gives people the safe place where they can push the boundaries knowing that they're going to still be okay at the end. And then great things honestly happen.
And you are going to make mistakes. I did make mistakes and he let me fall and fail. He didn't tell me all the answers what to do every time either.
Mm-hmm.
So that's important too. Weekly recenter habit. What does that mean? Weekly create a habit, a 5-minute Monday video, for example. Reflect on it and apply it. Create a weekly habit. Next one is model vulnerability. I want to share with you how the Leaders Eat Last hit me personally. We put in so many hours a week. We talk about this. When you are a salaried employee and you truly, what I mean by that is passionate people dig deep because it just happens naturally. And whatever I have to do for the day, I put last. I don't care if I have to stay up till 1 a.m. to get it done. I will put the team. And for me, the team is different now. in the marketing, the 100% marketing role. The team is you, Ross. The team is this radio show. The team is Project Pitch It. I make sure I am dotting all my I's and crossing my T's so I am there for all those different teammates I have before I have my own personal Pella work I got to get done. Because I also have my to-do list, right? That one really hit home to me, and I'm grateful to myself that I do it innately, naturally.
Well, and I want to make sure to share too, because you talked about model vulnerability, and you do a great job of that. You talk about the times when things didn't work out. What, you know what I mean? This is where I slipped up. This didn't work, because by doing that, it shows others that it's okay to, again, push the boundaries and to express what didn't work so we can talk about how to change.
Right, because in the end, you still win. Because you had the right idea, it just wasn't executed properly. And that's where coaching and guidance helps. But had you not had the bravery to do it in the first place, you couldn't get the coaching to be better.
Yep, correct.
Absolutely. Encourage peer leaders. You guys, departments should share learnings. Cross-team connection grows. We don't know what it's like to walk in other shoes. Like a project coordinator, for example, at Pella, they place the orders. We have had so many orders that are over $100,000. Imagine what that pressure is of being that last person to push that
final button. Correct.
That's scary. And then lastly, I want you to end with action. Every viewing of that video, if that's what you're going to do, is watch the videos. It ends with one behavioral commitment. Can you all do that? Okay. So, of course, when we return from commercial break, I'm going to give you some homework. You're listening to What's the Difference with Gina Della and Ross. Welcome back. You're listening to What's the Difference with Gina Della and Ross Sabaki. You know, this is, before I wrap up, I just wanted to also mention something. You know, Zig Ziglar is from a long time ago, and it's because I'm 60 and many people. Do you know who Zig Ziglar
is,
Ross?
Yes, I do. Yep.
And, you know, a lot of what he teaches and talks about, it's just like Simon Sinek today. It doesn't change over time, some of those teachings and learnings, just like parenting, right? Many things are forever. And one thing that stuck with me, because I did just have a grandson, but yet I had to go be at a conference, is he said in his world, it was God, family, career. And I've always felt like God, family, career. But sometimes you have to put things out of order to keep it in order. Does that make sense?
Yep. There's priorities sometimes that pop up.
Absolutely. And, you know, and I want you all to remember, leadership isn't just a speech. It's not a speech you give. It is small, repeated choices. And if you truly give a speech from your heart, it reflects small, repeated choices.
And really, when you think about it, is you should want to care to get better, right, for others versus yourself.
Right, because guess what? When you do that, it comes back tenfold.
Mm-hmm, correct.
Every single time. Every single time. So last week, I asked you all to watch the particular video we talked about. The 5-minute leadership video from Simon Sinek. And I wanted you to document what stood out. So this week, I want you to take that and I want you to share it with your teams. What stood out? What challenged you? How can we live this here? You know, where you are. I definitely want you to do that. And I want you to also remember there are other people out there. You know, you have a Brené Brown. You have a John Maxwell. I just said Zig Ziglar. There are so many athletes. Matthew McConaughey. I actually love listening to him.
Yeah, absolutely. Jocko is another good one.
Oh, I don't know about that one. Before we wrap up, quickly say that one.
Well, Jocko, that's all you have to type in there. He's a Navy SEAL.
How do you spell that?
I think it's J-A-K-O. Oh. He'll come up right away.
Okay.
He's very good as well.
So maybe do it with your microphone versus misspelling. All right, everyone. You know what your homework is. 5 minutes of inspiration is good. 5 minutes of action changes everything. Leadership isn't what you know, it's how you care.
Well, and it's leadership is taking the motivation that you felt and now inspiring others with that same.
Oh, I hope you love this. This better have the most downloads ever. Have the best week. You're listening to What's the Difference with Gina Della.